Sir Duncan Yearley gazed ahead at the towering canvas of the Desnarian ships and scratched his chin thoughtfully. As always, the prospect of battle created a hollow, unsettled feeling in his belly. None of his officers and men appeared to share his apprehension, and it was, of course, unthinkable for him to reveal it to them. He often wondered if he was truly fundamentally different from them in that regard, or if they were simply better at hiding their emotions than he was. Not that it mattered at the moment. "Well," he remarked out loud, permitting neither his voice nor his expression to hint at any internal trepidation. "At least they seem to have figured out we're not just some deaf, dumb, and blind merchant ship." The men manning the quarterdeck carronades heard him, as he'd intended, and grinned. Some of them nudged each other in amusement, and a couple actually chuckled. No sign they felt anything but confident anticipation. "Cheerful idiots, aren't they?" Yearley thought, but there was as much affectionate amusement of his own as exasperation in the reflection. He pushed the thought aside as he reconsidered his position. He was confident he had an accurate appraisal of the other ship's armament now, and he rather wished he'd been up against a few less guns. His own were heavier, and he had no doubt his gun crews were far more experienced and almost certainly better drilled into the bargain. But 80 guns were still 80 guns, and he had only 54. "I wonder if that's a galley commander over there," he mused. It could well make a difference, given the habits of thought involved. Galley captains thought in terms of head-on approaches, since their chase armament, which always mounted the heaviest guns, fired only directly ahead, and boarding tactics. And a galley captain would almost certainly be less skilled when it came to maneuvering a fundamentally clumsy thing like a square-rigged galleon. Besides, galleys had oars. Captains accustomed to being able to row directly into the wind tended to have a less lively appreciation for the value of the weather gauge. Yearley stopped scratching his chin and clasped his hands behind him, his expression distant as he contemplated the narrowing stretch of water between Destiny and her adversaries. The Desnarians weren't quite in line. The wind had backed about 5 points from south-southeast to east-southeast during the long hours since the chase had begun, and the rearmost of the two ships was a good 200 yards to leeward and astern of her consort as they sailed along on the starboard tack. Yearley wondered if that was intentional or simply sloppy station-keeping, or, for that matter, if it simply represented lack of experience on his opponent's part. The Desnarian Empire did still follow the tradition of putting army officers in charge of warships, after all. "Let's not get too overconfident in that respect, Duncan," he reminded himself. "Still, we can hope, can't we?" 200 yards might not sound like an enormous distance to a landsman, but Yearley was no landsman. To an artillerist, accustomed to thinking in terms of land battles fought on nice, motionless pieces of dirt, 200 yards would equate to easy canister range, where it would be difficult for any semi-competent gun crew to miss a target 50-plus yards long, 6 or 7 yards high, and the next best thing to 10 yards wide. For a seaman, accustomed to the fact that his gun platform was likely to be moving in at least 3 different directions simultaneously, completely irrespective of his target's motion, a 200-yard range was something else entirely. "Like a perfectly good range to completely waste powder and shot at," the captain thought dryly. "Which means those two fellows over there are out of effective support range of one another. Unless I am obliging enough to sail directly between them at any rate." He glanced up at his own sails and decided. "Master Lathic."
"Yes, sir."
"Let's get the t'gallants off her, if you please."
"Aye, aye, sir."
The first lieutenant touched his chest in salute, then raised his leather speaking trumpet.
"Hands to reduce sail," he bellowed through it,
and feet thundered across the deck planking in response.